join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Make Your Way by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Joshua, the first chapter, starting verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The last part of verse 8, for then, if you would meditate on the word and do it and keep it before your eyes, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And we just kind of bridging that latter part. Then thou shalt make thy way. And we're continuing to teach from the subject, make your way. Look at somebody, catch eyes with somebody. Don't have to slap nobody or touch anybody. Just catch eyes, tell them, make your way, make your way. Come on, catch eyes on another side of you. Tell them, make your way, make your way. And so this message, the concept and the principle and the primary thing I want you to get across to you is that you can make your way. No matter what challenges have been in your way, no matter who has tried to stop you along the way, you can make your way. You need to know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever you think you're stuck in. You don't have to be or stay what in the situation that you came out of. I was listening to someone today, and they were making reference to Joseph, that when Joseph, his brothers finally appeared to him, he said, I am Joseph whom thou sold. He said that, but now he said, I know you sold me when I was in a pit and you sold me as a slave, but now I'm not there anymore. And the reason why I was thinking, I see I'm jumping all the place. The reason why Joseph had to tell them that I am the one who you sold, that when you last saw me, y'all had beat me and threw me into a pit and all that. He said, but basically he was saying, I know I don't look like what I've been through. Another scripture I thought about when the Bible talks about Elizabeth. Elizabeth, Mary's cousin. And God and the angel of the Lord said, not only are you pregnant, but your cousin Elizabeth, who was called barren, who was called man. Can you imagine people just going around calling you by your circumstance? You know, when we don't just know of Bartimaeus. We know of blind Bartimaeus. Come on now. And so sometimes people will try to identify you and label you based upon your current situation. But you have to know you don't have to be stuck in your current situation, because I believe it was Miss Sophia who came home when she came out of prison and said, there's about to be some changes around here. We saw in Psalm 42 that God said, David said, yeah, God brought me up and out of a horrible pit. Whatever pit you're in, God wants you up and he wants you out. The New Living Translation refers to out of the pit of despair. You don't have to be stuck. So you can make your way up. You can make your way out. And you can make your way over. I believe that's as far as I got last week. That was just the introduction. What I just went over was my whole outline for last week. And now, Lord Jesus, we just got caught up. So let's move on. How do we get out? How do we make our way? First of all, you have to declare. Say it again. Say, I'm making my way. I'm making my way. I know you may not have all the money that you want to have right now, but you got to declare, I'm making my way. Uh-huh. You may still have more debt than you want to have, but you got to declare, I'm making my way. Uh-huh. You may not have all the education that you want to have as you're making it through school, but you got to say, I'm making my way. And maybe one credit at a time and one class at a time, but you got to know that you're making your way. I've always, for some reason, have had the ability, at least throughout my adult years. And I'm referring to my adult years as from the time that I went to college, because from the time I went to college, I was really 100% on my own. Okay. You know, my mother, you know, throughout high school, I got allowances and that kind of thing. But once I went to college, I was at the house. I was on my own, on my own. As Patti LaBelle said, I was on my own, and I worked work study jobs. I worked part time jobs. I was on my own. But I always took things one step at a time, and I saw my future being better than my past. I've always been able to see my future being better than my present and my past, which is why, as Pastor Marshall refers to, and she refers to now more than me, is that when we were, you know, laying up and literally laying, because that was a particular incident. We were laying in the bed, and our utilities were off, and we were in Maine. And when your utilities off in Maine, because they have all electric heat, so all of our utilities off, and I didn't have the utility bill, and we laying there in the cold, and she trying to get all warm by getting real close to me. I said, back up off me, woman. But she didn't listen. She kept on doing it. She did it four times. And we ended up having four children. But we were laying there in this situation, couldn't pay my utilities bill. But I remember saying, I said, baby, it's not going to be this way always. I never got too overwhelmed by my current circumstance, because I know I'm making my way. See, once I became a doer of the word, I believe the word was going to work in my life. Now, if I didn't know the word, then I may be a victim of my circumstance. But once I learned this word, I learned that, as the scripture says here, that if I observe to do all that is in it, if I would be courageous enough to do what God tells me to do, meditate on his word day and night, and do it. Don't just think about it, but do it. Pastor Marshall and I, we were talking about some things that's going on, you know, with various people and even some challenges that we have even in our church and with people. And we were saying, we wonder if people really will do the word, because a lot of people know the word. It's one thing to know the word. And can I tell you, with God, you get no points for knowing the word. God does not give you any points for scripture memorization. The way you make your way is by doing the word. And in a church like ours, in any message, I'm giving you 15 scriptures. A lot of us, we know the word. But it's not the word that you know. It's the word that you do. That's going to bring deliverance and cause you to make your way prosperous. So, first of all, you got to declare that I'm making my way. You can make your way, number one, because God promised to be with you along the way. Let me say that again. You can make your way because God promised to be with you along the way. Deuteronomy 20th chapter, verse 1. And I hope I don't get stuck here, because it's almost like I knew I was going to make this point, and the praise and worship and that song almost was like a theme. You know, the most progressive churches today, they plan the whole worship service. They plan everything. And my staff, and they tried to get me to do this a couple years. I said, they ain't gonna work. They want to plan. You see, we're supposed to, like, you're supposed to meet like a couple weeks before. I'm supposed to give them the subject, and I then meet the music, the creative arts person, say, this is my subject and my theme. And so they plan all the music and the dance, and then I get with the graphic people, and they plan all the graphics around the. First of all, I don't plan like that. Okay, that's too much. I don't jump down. We were somewhere a couple weeks ago, and Brother Sean said to me, he said, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, what's that? It was Friday night. I said, tomorrow? I said, what's tomorrow? He said, well, tomorrow's the driver service. I said, oh, Lord, I got to go home and prepare drive-up service message. Sometimes I go from day to day, message to message. Pastor Marcy, she tried to help me plan, because, you know, I'll say yes to everything. I'll say yes to everything. And then I said, Lord, I'm so tired. She said, because you said yes to everything. And she'll look at the schedule. She said, now you sure you want to do that? Because the next day we got this conference, or you preach it here the next day. And so I'll take things day by day and moment by moment. And I'm kind of more spontaneous. So it's hard for me to plan the whole worship service. But every now and then the Holy Spirit plans it. And he lets the music go right along. And with everything that he wanted me to teach and say. And so Deuteronomy 20th chapter, because talking about Jesus never lost a battle. Deuteronomy 20 verse 1, God tells Moses, this is what you tell the people. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and you see horses and chariots and people more than you. I believe that people more than you can be taken in a couple ways. People more than you could be more people than you, quantitatively. But seeing people more than you could be people who you think are more educated than you. When you see people more than you, then you see them as giants, you see yourself as grasshoppers. He said, when you see people more than you, who you think got better looks than you and more talent than you and more ability than you and more experience than you and more help than you, when you see people you think at a level that you're not at, he said, don't you be afraid of them. Come on, somebody say, I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of you. And Pastor Marcy kind of grabbed the theme. My son and daughter-in-law were talking about something. His wife said to him, he said, I ain't scared of you, Daniel Bailey. And so ever since then, I say something, Pastor Marcia. Marcia said, I ain't scared of you, Herbert Bailey. You got to look at whatever's trying to scare you and say, I ain't scared of you. You got to look at that and say, I ain't scared of you. You got to look at a bad negative doctor's report and say, I ain't scared of you. Some of y'all, when it looks like you're facing unemployment, you got to say, I ain't scared of you. I know I ain't talked about it in a long time. My aunt Dottie went to be with the Lord. Last year. My aunt Dottie who went on. Last year. I told y'all many years ago. This is her second. She's like in her 60s now. She had retired from working for the state of New York for many years, working as a worker in a special needs facility. And now she's now as a assistant teacher or teacher's aide at Snyder High School in Jersey City. And some kid came along and threatened her totally going to do. So she said, meet me after school. She had a flashback. He said, all right. Boy, she's 60-something. The boy is like a teen. She said, meet me after school. And start going around. And he bad. He said, he going to fight Miss Anderson after school. He said, I was going to beat his A double scribble. And start going around the school. And the principal brought her in and said, Miss Anderson, she had enough. She told me so. She said, Miss Anderson, you can't fight no student. She said, I wasn't going to fight him. I was going to beat his. He said, if he think he's going to bad enough to fight me, bring it on. Know what she was telling him? She said, I ain't scared of you, kid. And then the principal told, she said, but Miss Anne, you didn't say, if you fight a student, we have to fire you. She said, let me tell you something. I'll never forget. I love these words because I worked it into so many messages. She said, let me tell you something. When I came here, I was looking for a job. And when I leave here, I'll be looking for a job. See, you got to look at unemployment and say, I ain't scared of you. You are not my source. Government is not my source. This company is not my source. This industry is not my source. This party is not my source. God is the source of my life. God is the strength of my life. It's in him that I live, that I move, that I have my being. And you got to look at everything and everybody and every other circumstance and say, I ain't scared of you. He says, so whenever you see people who are, don't you be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Look at this. Which brought thee up out. Remember, what was that? Was that Psalm 34? He brought me up and out. He said, remember the battle that you're going into. Don't forget what I already brought you through. I am the same God that brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Come on now. See, you got to look at your past victories and say, God did it before. Oh, he about to do something again that I ain't never even seen before. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the same God that brought you up out of the land of Egypt. You didn't know how you're going to come out of there. You didn't know how you're going to get through the Red Sea. He said, and it shall be, Moses, when you come nigh unto the battle, as you're getting close to the fight, that the priests, the man of God, the woman of God, shall approach and speak unto the people and shall say unto them, hear, O right direction. You approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not, don't you let your hearts faint. Fear not. Do not tremble. Come and look, somebody say, get yourself together. Well, I'm just nervous. Get yourself together. Oh, just make me shake. Get yourself together. He said, don't you faint? Okay, that's mentally. Don't you fear? He said, don't even tremble. Don't even tremble me. He said, don't even let them see you sweat. My daughter Kendra has a podcast called Styling Soul. And so I was listening to her podcast the other day. And she had as a guest on her podcast, another young lady in our church now, who grew up in our church with her. They all grew up here together. And she said, but she has, you know, she has a little more life experience than them. She's been through marriage and divorce and children. And she was sharing her experience, you know, and she said, and Kendra said, she said, I've watched you go through a lot of things. And it doesn't look like you ever, but no, that without a sweat, look like you've just never sweated. She said, oh girl, she said, I perspired a lot. I'm just glad nobody saw it. Can I tell you, you can go through some stuff and nobody got to see you sweating. Especially use the right deodorant. Anyway. Everybody don't have to see what you go through. Come on now. See, some people, they just want attention. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Well, don't let them see it. There's sometimes you got to go through stuff and God saying, I want you to go through this. I know you're facing a battle. Don't let your hearts faint. Fear not. Do not even tremble. Neither be terrified. Terrified is overwhelmed with fear because of them. And here's what I want you to see. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you. Let me just stop at that first part there. He said, I want you to know you can make your way because God is going your way with you. He said he goeth with you. It's just something about knowing certain people are with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're, you know, my wife and I, we've done ministry for so long together. Together, you know, that there are times when I go places, and even like, you know, I went to the homegoing yesterday, Bishop Ellis, and a couple of people said to me, where's your wife? Like, just because she ain't with me one day don't mean I got divorced. But they're so used to seeing us together, okay? And to truthfully matter, there's just certain circumstances I just feel more comfortable with because she's with me. She don't have to do anything. I ain't even expecting a fight. Okay? But I just feel more secure. I feel more myself. I feel more at ease because she's with me. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about here? Certain people you just know, man, I just wish so-and-so was here. They don't have to do anything if they were just here. See, we call that, they even call that moral support. Okay? I just want to let you know that through my presence, I'm supporting you. Can I tell you, God always gives you moral support. He said, I'm going to go with you. Now, Jesus says, he says in John 14, 4 through 6, he says to his disciples, he said, now, I want you to let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me. And my Father's house many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Most people, most preachers, I used for years, misquoted that scripture. You'll say, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. So if it wasn't so, you wouldn't be lying to us? No, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I wouldn't tell you something that's not true. Okay? And then he goes on to say, I go to prepare. He said, and whither I go, you know, and the way, you know, John 14, verse 4. He said, whither I go, where I'm going, you know. And the way, you know. He's just saying that, like y'all already know this. Verse 5, and Thomas said, excuse me, question. Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Let me just stop here. Just do some be a defender of the Christian faith right now. Okay. An apologist. That's what I'm looking for. An apologist for the Christian faith. Jesus is not a way. Jesus is the way. Okay. People say stuff today like, you know, there's many ways to God. You know, you go your way, I go my way, but we all gonna end up the same place. You don't ever hear people that say, that doesn't even make sense naturally. Okay? Well, we all going to Florida. You go your way, I go my way, but we all gonna end up in Florida. Not if you headed north. Well, you go your way, I go my way, we all gonna end up in Florida. Not if you headed west. Not if you headed east. If you want to go to Florida, you got to head south. This is so good. There's only one way to Florida from South Carolina. And it's south. Are y'all listening to me here? I know we don't like this, but I am a Christian. I'm a defender of the Christian faith. I believe in Christianity. And people can believe what they want to believe, but just as the script said, but as for me in my house. Jesus is not a way. He is the way, the truth, not many truth, and he's the life. No man come to the Father but by me. And Jesus said, if you ever try to come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. So watch this. Jesus said, I'm the way. So you know the way because you know Jesus. He said, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to show you the way, and you know that you can make it out because you know Jesus. And Jesus is the way to God, but Jesus is the way out of anything that you think that you're stuck in. Jesus is the way out of poverty. Jesus is the way out of despair. Jesus is the way out of addictions. Jesus is the way. Are y'all listening to me? And he says, so God is with you. You got to know he's with you. Jesus is with you. So you know you're on the way because Jesus is with you. And so I'm making my way because I made my way to Jesus. And if I make my way to Jesus, I can make my way through everything because he's the way. Then the second thing I want to see, he says, I'm with you. But the second he says, to fight for you. I'm with you to do what? To fight for you. Now, there's some situations where moral support ain't enough. Come on now. There's some situations where moral support is enough. You know I'm with you, right? Okay. If I got a couple brothers, I told you we were at a retreat. Men had retreated a couple years ago, and there was a guy there, and the brothers were talking about me. Some brothers around, they said, "Well, you know, this is our pastor. He's our man of God, and he's helped us." And the man was admiring how they were admiring me, and so he looked at one of the brothers. He said, "You'll fight for him. You take a bullet for him." And I'll never forget, I'm listening too. This is a good question. I need to know who with me. And the brother said, "Well, if somebody was doing something to him, I would try to jump in." Now, he didn't say that quick enough. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Right away, I knew he's maybe a good brother, but he can't be on WOW. There's some brothers around the Watchmen on the Wall. There's some brothers here who operate in security around here. I don't need them hesitating. Well, let me see. Is he winning?
You need to know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever you think you're stuck in. You can make your way prosperous and have good success. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us why and how we can make our way. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Make Your Way. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.